Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, tonight, folks, I've got a treat for you. I had something else planned altogether. We're not going to do it tonight. Don't forget to tune in Monday night. We're going to be talking about Red Arrow Productions and all kinds of really good stuff. And don't miss next Thursday night when we have our first episode of the photography series. And you're not going to want to miss it. And thank the two of you who have already purchased the camera, the Canonette QL17G3. That helps an awful lot. And more of you should be doing that. But anyway, don't miss next Thursday's broadcast of the first in the on what will be an ongoing series in photography. Don't miss Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night's broadcasts next week that are going to be the regular subject of the broadcast. And tonight, I've got a treat for you. I opened the mail today, and there's people who've been listening to this broadcast for years and years and years and years. One of them is Tony Sava. And he's one of the two or three that consistently sent like $5 or $10 every single month. And so he's been a contributor, and I opened the mail today, and his regular contribution was in there for the month of January. And by the way, those of you who have not contributed for January, you need to do that. Send your contributions to HOT, care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. That's HOT, care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. I think when you hear tonight's broadcast, you'll be just as proud of Tony as I am. He sent a tape of a broadcast that he put together that he sent to Scott Becker, that Scott Becker aired on the Becker Satellite Radio Network. And I'm going to air it tonight on the Hour of the Time because I'm very proud of Tony. It's a very good job. It's amateur, to be sure, but we all started out somewhere. And I got to tell you, folks, if you heard some of the first broadcasts that I did on the Becker Satellite Network, they were probably a lot more amateurish than what you're going to hear from Tony tonight. But what's more important than that is he's got his facts together, and he's giving good, solid information and good, solid advice. And, Tony, I'm very proud of you, and I'm going to show that pride by airing your broadcast on the Hour of the Time tonight. Listen, folks. If you tell me that you're just one lonely solitary and there's nothing that you can do, hey, tell it to Tony.
Hello, and welcome to America. Where are you now? This is your host, Tony. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the first program of what I hope are many in which we research America's history. In doing so, you will come to the sickening revelation that you've been lied to, deceived, tricked, hoodwinked, conned, used, all while your Constitution's authoritative power as the supreme law of the land is being usurped. You, as a sovereign individual, are thus being slowly stripped of your liberty, and in ratio to such, are becoming slaves. Welcome to the New World Order. So how do you like it? Are you even aware that we, the people, are in big trouble? That we, the people, are at this very minute at war. A silent war with silent weapons. It is played on we, the people's apathy, complacency, stupidity, ignorance, and fear. Yes, fear. For those of you who do know what's going on, are you afraid to open your mouth to tell others? Do you think they believe you're strange or a conspiracy nut? There is no conspiracy. It's all out in the open, folks. Take, for instance, the many unconstitutional gun laws we have. There should be no gun laws. The right to bear arms and it has nothing to do with reference to the military. You should have the right to own a firearm. You do have a right to own a firearm. Plain and simple. With no restrictions other than to bombs or grenades or incendiary devices, cannons, and other equipment which would be a hazard just to merely store to the general populace. Since the beginning of the struggle for individual freedom in this country, and thus for America, the confiscation of the people's weaponry has always been a target by those who want to control and manipulate us for their own benefit, whether it be for power or money. But you see, those two things go together. They beget each other, and those with power, the ruling class, don't want to have us be able to protect ourselves, keep us from harm, our families, and ourselves. Understand, folks, the day is coming when they will test us even more so than they are doing now. And in another of their many grand deceptions, you will give up your arms. Your last stand against the pending tyranny, folks. And for most of you, you will do it willingly rather than exhibit the courage and the guts that our founding fathers and many men, women, and children who were the patriots, the true patriots then, did. How many of you are willing to die for freedom? How many of you will succumb to the eventual slavery that awaits you and your children? After living the life of supposed freedom, that which is still a greater freedom than that of other countries, how many of you can live without liberty? How many of you will be giving up your religious upbringing, beliefs, practices, your exhibition of faith, your holidays, and that which you hold sacred and essential for eternal salvation to heaven, or whatever your religious belief is in regards to the next life? Will you tolerate a state religion, a national religion? How about a world religion? Oh, and it won't be a Christian, nor Jewish, nor Muslim, nor Buddhist, or anything other than the worship of the coming one world dictator. So now some of you say you would not and will not give in to this. You say you will fight. But with what? Your weapons will all be confiscated. And as I write this, the news, which is on the TV from a major network, is stating that a man burst into a church in Pasadena, Texas, and started shooting, killing what the news report is saying, four people now, and killing himself. This sounds all too familiar anymore, does it not? And it's a phenomenon of such a great and mysterious proportion that the majority of Americans are all stupefied as to why. But the answer to it is, give up your arms. Oh, gun locks, that makes for good sense when someone or several someones have broken into your house in the middle of the night while you are sleeping and are making their way down the hallway to your bedroom. Or will they choose one of the other doors in the hallway which leads to your child's or children's bedrooms? But hey, wait a minute. Maybe this person or persons don't have a gun. Remember back when the legislators usurped more of the Constitution? The Constitution they took an oath to protect and uphold, and told all law-abiding gun owners that guns are bad. They jump out of the closets, the drawers, off tables, out of the cabinets, in a rage of fury to randomly kill anything in their path. They told us we had to turn them in for our own good, and the children's good, of course. But as the intruder enters your bedroom, you make out the shadow of what appears to be a gun. It's a handgun.
A pistol.
And the last thing you see is a flash of light as the bullet enters your head and kills you. Now that you're dead, at least you won't have to see your wife being shot or your children's screams before they are shot. Man, for being the head of the household, you did a rotten job of protecting your family. Just think, a weapon in your possession, with your experience in its operation, would have enabled you to incapacitate your attacker before he would attempt to kill you and the rest of the family. But the men of secret societies in Washington said they would protect you and your loved ones. If we would only disarm ourselves, it would be as magic. Everything would get better. The criminals in our society would change overnight. The mind control victims of the government's black projects, MKUltra is just one of them, would transform themselves into law-abiding Americans. They will now have respect for their fellow Americans, the sanctity of life, and respect for themselves, and contribute to society in a positive, productive nature. Think back, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe 15 years or so ago, can you recall killing as we have today of innocent men, women, and children on the streets, schools, churches, restaurants, businesses all across America? Ask yourself this. Why all of a sudden is this happening? Why is it that every time a scenario of a person killing, wounding innocent people and then turning the gun on himself is reported in the news, certain government officials take advantage of it to promote themselves, their one world agenda, and the eventual complete eradication of firearms? The current laws on the books aren't even enforced, so why create new ones? Are they trying to tell us that the laws they put through legislation, the laws they convince the American people through senseless rhetoric, are of no use to combating crime through illegal weapon use? And if so, then they wasted a hell of a lot of their time and our money in putting forth more restrictive, unconstitutional laws to protect and save us. Don't you think you should wake up and be real Americans and demand to know just what the hell is going on in your country? Or are you all cowards? Go ahead. Shut off the source of this broadcast. Put on some music or go play a video game or watch a movie on your TV. Forget about everything. Forget about everything I have said so far. Go relax. Have a drink. Or some smoke. Or maybe a couple lines of CIA-supplied coke or crack. You'll feel better then. I'm going to read an email from someone who would have a reason for wanting gun control. Listen to what this man had to say in the midst of his great loss and anguish. This email will be read in its entirety as I had received it. Here's something the Democrats and Republican politicians, our so-called journalists, and the White House try to sweep under the rug. On Thursday, May 27, 1999, Darryl Scott, the father of Rachel Scott, a victim of the Columbine High School shootings in Littleton, Colorado, was invited to address the House Judiciary Committee's subcommittee. What he said to our national leaders during the special session of Congress was painfully truthful. It needs to be heard by every parent, every teacher, every politician, every sociologist, every psychologist, and every so-called expert. These courageous words spoken by Daniel Scott are powerful, penetrating, and deeply personal. There is no doubt that God sent this man as a voice crying in the wilderness. The following is a portion of the transcript. Quote, "Since the dawn of creation, there has been both good and evil in the heart of men and women. We all contain the seeds of kindness or the seeds of violence. The death of my wonderful daughter, Rachel Joy Scott, and the deaths of that heroic teacher and the other 11 children who died must not be in vain. Their blood cries out for answers. The first recorded act of violence was when Cain slew his brother Abel out in the field. The villain was not the club he used, neither was it the NCA, the National Club Association. The true killer was Cain. And the reason for the murder could only be found in Cain's heart. In the days that followed the Columbine tragedy, I was amazed at how quickly fingers began to be pointed at groups such as the NRA. I am not a member of the NRA. I'm not a hunter. I do not even own a gun. I am not here to represent or defend the NRA because I don't believe that they are responsible for my daughter's death. Therefore, I do not believe that they need to be defended. If I believed they had anything to do with Rachel's murder, I would be their strongest opponent. I'm here today to declare that Columbine was not just a tragedy. It was a spiritual event that should be forcing us to look at where the real blame lies. Much of the blame lies here in this room. Much of the blame lies behind the pointing fingers of the accusers themselves. I wrote a poem just 4 nights ago that expresses my feelings best. This was written way before I knew I would be speaking here today. Your laws ignore our deepest needs. Your words are empty air. You've stripped away our heritage. You've outlawed simple prayer. Now gunshots fill our classrooms, and precious children die. You seek for answers everywhere and ask the question, why? You regulate restrictive laws through legislation, creed, and yet you fail to understand that God is what we need. Men and women are three-part beings. We all consist of body, soul, and spirit. When we refuse to acknowledge a third part of our makeup, we create a void that allows evil, prejudice, and hatred to rush in and wreak havoc. Spiritual influences were present within our educational system for most of our nation's history. Many of our major colleges began as theological seminaries. This is a historical fact. What has happened to us as a nation? We have refused to honor God, and in doing so, we open the doors to hatred and violence. And when something as terrible as Columbine's tragedy occurs, politicians immediately look for a scapegoat, such as the NRA. They immediately seek to pass more restrictive laws that contribute to erode away our personal and private liberties. We do not need more restrictive laws. Eric and Dylan would not have been stopped by metal detectors. No amount of gun laws can stop someone who spends months planning this type of massacre. The real villain lies within our own hearts. Political posturing and restrictive legislation are not the answers. The young people of our nation hold the key. There is a spiritual awakening taking place that will not be squelched. We do not need more religion. We do not need more gaudy television evangelists spewing out verbal religious garbage. We do not need more million-dollar church buildings built while people with basic needs are being ignored. We do not need a change of heart
and a humble acknowledgement that this nation was founded on the principle of simple trust in God. As my son Craig lay under that table in the school library and saw his two friends murdered before his very eyes, he did not hesitate to pray in school, "I defy any law or politician to deny him that right. I challenge every young person in America and around the world to realize that on April 20th, 1999, at Columbine High School, prayer was brought back to our schools. Do not let the many prayers offered by those students be in vain. Dare to move into the new millennium with a sacred disregard for legislation that violates your God-given right to communicate with Him. To those of you who would point your finger at the NRA, I give to you a sincere challenge. Dare to examine your own heart before casting the first stone. My daughter's death will not be in vain. The young people of this country will not allow that to happen." Unquote. Followed by, "Send this on to as many as you can." And because I can reach more folks with this radio than I can all the email addresses I have and my little address book and my computer, I'm passing it on. Now, we're going to listen to a song recorded by Steppenwolf, the lead singer John Kay, who is from the Baltic area, communist country, came to America. Any music John Kay had ever written always had a meaning to it. The song that you will be listening to is called Monsters, Suicide, America. It's a long song, about 9 minutes or so, but I would encourage you to sit back and to listen to the words of this song. And listen real close and remember this song was written in the latter part of the 1960s. This is the year 2000. We are in our third month of the new year. And looking back, you can see that this song still rings true to this day.
Thank you.
America, where are you now? I have something here I want to read to you. And this comes from a mother. And it's in response to a news story. And here it is. This is in regard to the article, quote, "Court Protects a Bit of Personal Privacy," unquote, written by William Sapphire on Friday, the 14th of January, 1999. Great story. I'm so glad that the Supreme Court is still on the American people's side. At least we won one small victory. Now, if more Americans would wake up and realize how important that single piece of paper is, the Constitution of the United States of America. In this article, it was stated, Clinton policy has been in the opposite direction, toward a national ID card, a requirement that Americans carry papers. Wake up, people, and start paying attention. Our founding fathers gave us the Bill of Rights for our protection. Slowly, they are being taken away, and some of you don't care. You will care when you can't go outside after a certain time at night, get in your car and run to the corner. Not when we are under a guarded curfew. How will you protect your family? After all, you gave away that right, remember? The second one? Right to keep and bear arms. Those guns were going crazy, jumping out of those hidden places in your home and shooting people. After all, some of you truly believe that guns kill people. Guns don't kill. It's the person squeezing the trigger. Has anyone ever wondered why so many kids of today are being so violent? Maybe the music you allow them to play. Maybe it's the fact that when kids talk, parents half listen. Maybe all the drugs parents allow them to be put on so that the parents can control them. After all, parents gave up the fight when they took discipline away. Not child abuse, discipline. Parents have little backbone today. Give your kids everything they want. If you get no respect, so what? By your children. Maybe they will get your attention someday by doing something tragic. But until then, we need to make sure those guns don't escape and do something stupid. While we're at it, let's all hand in our driver's licenses. Those cars we drive could kill someone every day. And let's give up our freedoms of speech, too, because some of the ugly things we allow to come out of our mouths could be reason for someone to want to kill. Let's all sit in our little houses and wait till the sun starts to set and when the guards call curfew and everyone has to be inside their homes for a head count and whatever else is demanded of us. Remember our forefathers. I don't believe this is what they intended us to be. Gutless people always putting the blame on something else other than our own faults. The guns need to be taken away so my babies can't be shot. Well, you have no way to defend your babies when crime goes sky high and someone breaks into your home. National ID cards? Gee, that sounds like a great idea. Imagine carrying one. One card.
Don't need no money. Use the card. Don't need no driver's license. Use the card. Everything you do, buy and sell, use the card. You have no privacy. The government knows everything you do, every move you make. You used the card. How does it feel walking around with a bullseye target on your chest? A chip that will be placed in your hand? Imagine. Scan your hand at the bank. Get money. Use it at the store. Scan your hand. Money is paid out of your account. Again, you gave up your privacy. Hope you didn't buy anything embarrassing. Don't any of you read the papers, watch the news, do any research? Don't care too much what happens, do you? After all, it's not your fault. It's someone else's. Well, another American who knows something isn't quite right. She's a smart lady, too. My wife, Margaret. Yes, America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters? To borrow a word created and used by Mr. William Cooper, host of The Hour of the Time, which can be heard here on the Becker Broadcasting Network. And that word is sheeple. Sheeple are basically people with an animal quality, that is, the lack of intelligence. They believe what they had been taught all their lives. The authority of their teaching was never questioned by them. You see, folks, sheep like to be led, to be put in a nice pasture so they can fill their bellies, to be led to water so they can drink. And after their life of being led to pasture and brook is over, after they have been fattened up and their fleece is full, well, what do you think comes next? The sheep are sheared and butchered. Sheeple are folks who just like being led. They believe that all around them, everything is just hunky-dory, that the government will take care of them. And by the way, they will take care of them, all right. Sheeple believe that the economy is just grand. They have no idea that it's propped up by the Federal Reserve, which, by the way, is not federal and not a reserve. Never was, never will be. How many of you knew that? I bet your teachers in school didn't know that either. So how would you know? Unless you quit being led around, quit being sheeple, and check it out for yourself. It's all part of history. You see, one of the ways you are being led is by the Federal Reserve, which came into being by the passage of the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, on Christmas Eve, no less. It was a present from the international bankers to us, which was made possible by Congress. In other words, Congress gave away their right, their responsibility to print and coin money and regulate the value thereof. The last time we had constitutional money was back, let's see if my memory serves me correct, how about 1863, when President Lincoln, who realized he could fund the war without the bankers' loans. You see, President Lincoln fought that war for about 6-7 months on his own without a Congress. When he went to the international bankers to get money to fight the war, the interest rate, according to various research documents I have read, was anywhere from 18% to 23%. That's a heck of a lot of money, folks, back then. Well, Lincoln realized he could fund the war without the bankers' loans by printing greenback notes. Is this getting any of you mad, or are you just thinking to yourself, what can I do? Well, for one thing, you could research it and find out whether what I just said was true. Then you could teach everyone you know about it. You can make your congressmen and senators aware that you are aware of it. See, folks, they know. But we must make them aware of the fact that we know. And this will make them a little nervous the next time they run for office and seek our vote. I had the opportunity to speak with some congressmen in the past. Some of them I consider statesmen and not politicians. And from the research I have done, we, the people, only have a handful of honest men and women or two in Congress. Real statesmen, representatives for the people. They uphold their oath of office and struggle against the power play in Washington, fighting to preserve liberty, fighting to preserve our most sacred document, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. In my conversations with these congressmen, they had informed me of the lack of support from their constituents. No letters, no phone calls, no emails, no telegrams from we, the people, in support or otherwise of a pending bill that was in the House. These congressmen expressed to me that without support from their constituents, that it makes it that much harder when they are fighting for something constitutional or fighting against something that is unconstitutional. One congressman told me how great it would be to have his aides carry boxes of mail into Congress in support of his legislation or in support of his opposition to a bill which would usurp even more of the Constitution and thus more rights, liberties, and freedom of we, the people. How many of you listening right now know that we are a constitutional republic? We are a republic, not a democracy. Democracy is indispensable to socialism. Guess who said that? Vladimir Lenin. How about another quote here? Socialism leads to communism. Who said that? Karl Marx. Or how about this one? The goal of socialism is communism. Vladimir Lenin. And here's a real grabber for you. Peace. Pay attention now. Peace is the elimination of all opposition to socialism. That was a quote that both Lenin and Marx had said. Remember your history? Remember who Vladimir Lenin was or Karl Marx? Have you ever read the Communist Manifesto? Go to your library and look it up. Compare all the planks of the Communist Manifesto with the socialist reforms in this country. It will scare you. Now, next time you watch your globalist socialist news media for the nightly news, watch how many of your politicians will refer to this great land of ours as a democracy. Look up their voting record. See what they spend your money on, your tax dollars on. See who they give it to. And if we ever get even a nickel back from those we have lent it to. This word they use, democracy, is nothing more than a stratagem. A stratagem is a trick or device for deceiving an enemy in war. And ladies and gentlemen, we are at war. It's called the silent war. It's a war played out using you. That's right, you. The person that's sitting in front of the speaker right now listening to this. It's using your family, the economy. It's psychological warfare, folks. And you are so accustomed to it that you can't even see it or recognize it for what it is, for what it is doing to our country and the rest of the world. This silent war uses silent weapons. It is more deadly than all the past wars, for if they succeed in waging this war against us, The Constitution will be a thing of the past. You will have no liberty to voice your opinion. You won't have an opinion to voice. You won't be allowed. But a mere memory of what freedom was once like, and you will curse yourself for it. Your children will ask, why didn't anyone, why didn't you do something about it, Daddy, Mommy? You can always tell them that you thought you were doing the right thing, that you thought this was a democracy. And folks, when that day comes, when your doors are kicked in while you and your family are asleep, and you have no way to protect your family, because you were told that firearms were bad, that they killed the people in drive-by shootings and robberies, not the crack-crazed punks who, when finally were caught, were represented by their barristers as victims, victims of their neighborhood, victims of their missing father and their druggy mother. And so they went free, or were given a minimal amount of jail time. You can tell them that you turned in all your firearms to the government because the government said that they would protect you and that they were here to help us. Then you can explain to your children how you could not protect them when all those men dressed in black with their faces and heads cloaked in black hoods broke down the doors to your home at 4 a.m. to collect the booty, to destroy, vandalize, scare, abuse them, and you, and then to leave as quickly as they came in, their wake of chaos. For out of chaos comes order. Their order. Yes, you can tell your children that the guns in Columbine were guilty, not the poor boys who squeezed the triggers, not the poor boys who plotted, not the poor boys who documented their plans on videotape, not the boys who laughed while going on their killing spree, not the boys who were under psychiatric care, not the boys who were doctor-prescribed mind-mood-altering drugs. Nah, it wasn't the boys. It was the guns themselves that violated the gun laws on the books. And because of those bad guns, the politicians cried and called for more anti-gun legislation. Then tell them about all the other random shootings where the shooter always took his own life after he performed his heinous crimes. There always seemed to be a pattern to it all, but no one in authority could or would explain it. But you trusted the government because they were here to protect you with their democracy.
Oh, people, why don't you come in here and let me talk to you a while? That's right, get right up and listen to a concerned citizen speak here, too. I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. My basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want to be a son, don't you want to be overrun. You got to keep America covered. Daddy's on the run. We'll be right back.
been listening to The Hour of the Time with yours truly, William Cooper. Tonight's broadcast was a special presentation of a broadcast done by, on tape, by a longtime listener to The Hour of the Time, Tony Sava. And, Tony, I'm proud of you, very proud of you. That was extremely well done. And I hope that you do more. I hope that you send them in to Scott. I hope he plays them on the Becker Satellite Network. And, you know, send them to me. When I hear one that's really good, maybe we'll do this again. But I had to do this tonight to show all you couch potato, griping, pissy ant, little whiny, and just one lonely person. There's nothing I can do. Hey, tell it to Tony Sava. Up your nose with a rubber hose or something like that. I just love it. And once again, one lonely person proved that you're all just a bunch of blithering, lazy, ignorant, stupid, couch potato jerks. Sheeple is what I call you. You know, get off your butt. Do something. Do something worthwhile. Make a difference. You can do it. You can. Tony just did. He just did it. He just proved y'all liars. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you, couch potato sheeple or not. You know, good night, Andy Pooh and Allison. I love you.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. If you've got a complaint, stay with the facts.
You got it, this house. So if you're taxed, give me your gold. The federal million you want to hold. Now produce that and do what you're told.
Folks, if you want to help out, send a donation to HOTT, H-O-T-T, in care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. This is a listener-supported broadcast from now on. All of our efforts are. They have to be. There's no other way we can make it. HOTT, 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. This is your church. This is a ministry of freedom under God. Without God, there are no creator endowed rights. Without creator endowed rights, you are at the mercy of the man God who will give you privileges or take them away at his will. So, tithe to your church or watch it disappear.
Computer beasts and cattle mutilations. Black projects, UFOs, and weird
genetic combinations.
The Nazi doctors didn't die. Come on, get him. They came here with the OSS.
Your operation paperclip.
National ID? Debit card?
Yeah.
Vaccination biochip, milk carton kit.
Genetic engineering.
Clinton Center health plans for you
and your own good.
Sure. And Adolf Hitler's Robin Hood.
Masonic mind manipulation.
Inciting riots is crisis creation.
Biochip implantation.
Vaccinate your kid
for UN identification.
This is a test for all of us. So I have today just one simple request. A comprehensive package of health care benefits that are always there and can never be taken away. Never be taken away.
The palm trees, the temple bells, they say, come you back, swinging soldier, swinging back.